And their routine is very unique as, well, as shining that shoe out there today, or picking that bow, or feeding an alligator, or making George jump over that log. Henry. Here we are. This is the first time we've ever taken a boat tour at the Florida Folk Festival. Hope we don't get seasick.
I've missed my water. Boats are now loading for Glass Bottom and Jungle. We are now loading for Glass Bottom and Jungle. Anyone else, please? Anyone else for this jungle boat? Last call, y'all. Out here this afternoon, I'm going to try to relate to you what we do out here in Wakulla. Right here now, we're having a little introduction. This is introduction to the spring itself. Right here, this is the lodge. Move it on down to the boat dock. Right here now, this is our boat dock. Right here, we are now loading for Jungle Cruise. We are now loading for Jungle. Anyone else, please? The sun is out, the gators is out. That's what this ride is all about. Anyone else for this jungle boat? Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Wakulla River. Out on this trip now, we be seeing rare bird, wildlife, and alligators. For you ladies, we even got a few little snakes. I know all ladies like snakes. Out on the river itself now, this is the view. Over on your right there now, there's your first alligator. Alligator on your right. We got plenty of alligators out here now. If anyone on board here like to have an alligator, don't be bashful. Just let me know. You see, what I'll do here now is I'll stop and let you off on this trip. Try and pick you up on the next trip. Anyway, by that time, we should know who's going back. You or that alligator. Alligator you see there on the right now, that's old Nubby. She's missing part of her tail and also part of both her hind legs. She was in a fight with another alligator. You see, the sad part about it is now the other alligator's missing her whole life. They fight to kill. Journey down the river here now. What you're seeing out here, this is a view of the sanctuary itself. This is 4,000-acre sanctuary. Coming up here now, what you're seeing, these are widgeons. That's the American widgeon. Some people call him a bald pate. The duck you're seeing now, he's migratory. He's just here for the winter. There's the close-up of that widgeon. That's a male. That dark spot you're seeing along the head there, that's dark green. That simulates the male from the female. Journeying on down the river now. What you're seeing here in the grass on your right, that's a Louisiana blue heron. Louisiana blue. Looking out to your left there now. What we're seeing there, that brown bird, that's a limpkin. That's the rare one. That's a limpkin. His origin is South America. There's a little debate going on now about whether or not this bird is going to be the third rarest bird in the United States today. What you see in his beak there now, that's an apple snail. That's a type of freshwater snail. That's all the limpkin eats. What you see in here, these are baby limpkins. Baby limpkins. Looking on the snag, the pink particles you're seeing up there now, those are snail eggs. All eggs from the apple snail, as I said, that apple snail, that's all the limpkin eats. The way the snail eggs get up on the log here now, the apple snail, she'll climb up on anything that she can get on, lay her eggs, and then she'll fall off into the water. She leave the eggs for the sun to hatch. The sun hatches the eggs, they fall off into the water as a snail. Later on, the limpkin then go into the water, get the snail, take it to the bank, eat the snail, and leave the shell. That's how all the shells get along the bank on the grass. Journey down the river here now, looking out to your left. We're looking for something now. High up on your right out there in the top of the tree now, the big black birds you're seeing, those are vultures. We have two type vultures out here now. We have the black vulture and we have the turkey vulture. Black vulture's a black head. The turkey vulture has a red head. Out here, some people refer to them as a plain old buzzard. Buzzards in the trees on your right. Way out in the country now, some people refer to them as a country airplane. In some of those other places, they refer to him as the Undertaker's helper. That's a vulture. Moving right along here now, looking out on your right. Down in the water, there's another alligator. As I said, we got plenty of alligator out here. Out here now, you see a lot of people underestimate him because he lays around all lazy. That alligator you see in there now can outswim the average boat out here in the water, and he can outrun a horse on land for a short distance. So you see, when it becomes necessary, he can really move. The bush you see in here sticking up out of the water now, that's called bulrush. That's all along the river itself. What you see in here now, that's a wood duck. Male wood duck there with all the beautiful colors. As you can see here now, ladies, Mother Nature, she kind of changed things around a little bit this trip and give the male the beauty. I'm sorry about that. You ladies can't win them all. Well, I guess you can't lose them all either. That's life. Journeying on down the river now. Looking here on your right, that's a red-headed duck. He's also migratory. He's just down for the winter. Red-headed duck. Out here now, we very seldom we get more than one or two of these particular ducks. What you're seeing here now with his wings spread, that's the Anhinga, water turkey, snake bird. All the same bird. If you'll notice him closely there now, the body is furry-like, the wing is feather. What he's doing, he's drying out. He has to dry out in order to fly any height, any distance. That's the Anhinga, water turkey, snake bird. Right here now, you're seeing why they call him the snake bird. In the water, all you can see is the neck and head. Again, that's the Anhinga, water turkey, snake bird. All the same bird. Journeying on down river here now, looking out to you, right? What you're seeing scattering here now on the water, these are the ducks. They're migratory. What you're seeing in here, these are widgeon, scaup, lesser scaup, also a few coots, and the gallinoo. That's how the ducks look out on the spring itself during the winter months. Right here now, what you're seeing, this is a scaup, lesser scaup. Some people refer to him as a bluebib. As I said, he's migratory, just down for the winter. Looking off to your right now, there's an alligator swimming off to your right. Out here now, on a boatload like this, the familiar question is, what do the alligator eat? Well, fellas, now listen up. This is your cue. Out here, they eat birds, frogs, fish, snakes, and nagging wives. If you got one now, you bring her to the right place. But don't feel bad, ladies. They also eat nagging husbands. Alligators are not choicy. Laying all jokes aside, now out here they eat the fish, they catch the birds, they'll catch a hog, love a dog, and can catch a deer. No problem whatsoever. Moving right along now, that white bird you see in there, that's an egret. That's the American egret. Some people refer to him as the great egret. Beautifully colored bird. Looking back off to your left there now, as we journey back up the river here, what you're seeing out on the bank there now is a nice-sized alligator. Nice-sized alligator laying on the bank there on your right. Out here now, if you feel like Tarzan, he might be a little competition for you. We don't know. The white bird you're seeing here again now, that's an ibis, white ibis. That ibis you see in there now, he's born brown. Takes a period of about 3 years for him to become a beautiful snow white. White ibis. What you see in here now, submerged in the water, this is called pickleweed. This is a plant that grows up out of the water itself. When it pops to the top, it forms a leaf, then it blooms out in beautiful colors. White, yellow, and purple. Looking off to the right here now, there must be something interesting out there. But first now, looking out on that tree there, the wooden box you see up on the side of that tree, that's a wood duck nest. We constructed them for the wood ducks to lay and hatch their young. Wood duck nest. I had one lady out there one day. She asked me if that was a country telephone booth. I don't know where she was from. Look what I got for you ladies, a little snake. Snake for you ladies. I like for all you ladies to see these snakes out on this trip now. Because sometimes going in the back jungle, we get in the brush, we get a little snake in the boat. Out there, normally when I get a snake in the boat, I get people in the water. But you see, I just remind the people in the water about the alligator in the water, people back in the boat. Really no problem. snake you're seeing there now, that's a little brown water snake. He's not poison. All he can do is hit you and scare you to death. Moving right along now, back on your left out here. Looking up to your right must be something interesting. This is coming back upriver, all the sanctuary itself. On your right there now on the log, there's a little turtle. Out there now, some people refer to him as a streaked leg, better known as a chicken turtle. Me, myself, I refer to him as a soup-sized turtle. Looking in here on your right in the bush now, that little purple-looking bird you see in there, that's a purple gallinoo. Purple gallinoo. That's a rare one. Very seldom you get to see this bird any place in the state of Florida. He's a very bashful bird. Once he hear a boat coming, he'll run back in the brush and hide. Alligator in the water going to your right. As I said, we got plenty of alligator. Journeying on back up the river here now, looking out in front of us, looking in the bush down on your right, that's a yellow-crowned night heron. Yellow-crowned night heron. He's a rare one. Out there now, very seldom we get to see this bird. Beautifully colored bird. He have a beautiful yellow crest. The white bird you see in here now, that's a little snowy egret. Snowy egret. We call them the little white bird with the golden slippers. That's because of the yellow feet. Little snowy egret. The big purple-looking bird here you see in now, that's a great blue heron. Great blue heron. That's the largest bird out on the walk color. Little white bird you see in here now, that's an immatured little blue heron. Immatured little blue. He's born white, takes about a period of 3 years for him to become a beautiful purple color. Little blue heron. Journeying on back up the other side now. Going up into the jungle itself. Looking high in the air, the bird you see flying up there, that's the osprey. Some people call him a fish hawk. Out here now, a lot of people confuse this bird with the bald eagle. The bald eagle has a white head and a white tail. This bird has a white head and he's white underneath. The bald eagle is also large in size. Out here now, the two of them do occupy the same nest. The bald eagle during the winter months, the osprey spring, summer, and fall. Looking back on your right there again now, there's more buzzards. Buzzards on your right. Nice size alligator laying there on the bank now as we journey into the back jungle. That alligator you see in there now is about 14 feet long, weighing somewhere in the neighborhood 700-800 pounds. Nice size alligator. On your right here now, the clearing you see is one of our feeding areas. Sometimes we pass here, there's wild deer and wild turkey. Also up there now, we don't have a picture of it here. In a cage, we got a 500-pound black Florida bear. Out here now, the bear, her name is Algae. Her diet is Jim Dandy Honey. She's in that cage for her protection and a whole lot of ours. You see, out here now, there's a little story that goes along with that bear in that cage. Out there, the gentleman that owned the place, his name is Edward Ball. Out there, Ed Ball said he was going to cage him a bear. That being a wildlife sanctuary, the state said no. Ed Ball said yes. The state still said no. So the state went to court, Ed Ball went to Europe, and we got the bear in the cage. You see, the last time old man Ball went to court, he stood up and told them he had more money than they had time. I think they're inclined to believe him. Looking back to you right here now, the little black bird with the red beak, that's a little gallinoo, common gallinoo. But because he's here in the state of Florida, we refer to him as a Florida gallinoo. If he was in Georgia, he'd be a little Georgia gallinoo. That's the little black bird with the reddish beak. Meanest little bird on the river. That's the only bird on the river that'll fly on an alligator's head and peck him right down between the eyes. Right here now, we are now entering what we call the back jungle. Back in here now, back in the late 40s, this is where they shot some jungle scenes from some of those old Tarzan movies. Also, the waters now where he supposedly wrestled the alligator. Tarzan, Johnny Weissmuller. Also, back in here now, ladies, this is where I said we have to be careful and stay out of the brush. This is where if we get in the brush, we can get that little snake in the boat. Like I say, snake in the boat, people in the water. Alligator in the water, people back in the boat. Really no problem. Looking out in front of us here now, some of you might be able to recognize this stream by that leaning palm. Right up over that leaning palm there now, that's where they had a tree house. That's where old Tarzan swung out there on that vine, hollering, oh, 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 and carrying on. As we journey around through the back jungle now, looking through the bush here, what we're seeing here, this is a shot of the hotel and the boats himself. Now we're coming around over that deep water. This is the edge of that spring itself. How long there where the boat is now, it goes down from 45 to 50 feet. Then she drop off to 125 feet. Right down in front of the tower out there now, it goes down to 185 feet, flowing 600,000 gallons per minute. Alligators you're seeing here on the right now, they're laying across from the swimming area. The alligators you see here, they're the lifeguards on that side. You see out here now, once the swimmers here get out too far, the lifeguard on this side blow the whistle and tell them to look up. He don't have to tell them to come back. Right about here now, we're coming in. I'm supposed to say, well, I hope you folks had a little thrill. Now, there sits the lodge upon the hill. We've got southern cooking that's sure to please. We got pan-fried chicken and black-eyed peas. We're here to serve you the best what am. We got steak, seafood, and country ham. I certainly hope that everyone have enjoyed this trip. Thank you.
My name is, they call me Hawk Jackson. I'll be giving you this glass bottom boat tour. Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You all gonna have a pretty good time to see the spring. Water's nice and clear out here. Now, if you haven't never been out on this trip before, I believe you gonna be surprised at what all you see before I bring you back. Now, all this is the river along here. Water is not very deep along here, but I'm going to find you the deep water when I get you out of the big spring. Now, everything you're going to see on this trip is going to be all down through that glass, and a whole lot of this trip here going out is talk. I'm going to talk and tell you all about the river, all about the spring, and all about the fish out here. All that wide, long grass you see growing on the bottom, that's called the freshwater eelgrass. And all that fine grass, that's called the water fern. Those two grasses grows here in Florida. And all the freshwater rivers and streams that sweet whenever the water is clear enough, get the proper sunlight. This is the largest spring in the world. Flows over 600,000 gallons of water per minute. Water stays the same temperature year round, 70, 72 degrees. This is the head of the river, Walkulla River. Walkulla, that's an Indian name meaning strange and mysterious waters. Now we have 14 different species of freshwater fish out here. Although we have three kinds, we have some tame ones, we have some trained ones, and we have some wild ones. Now I got some fish out here that when I call them, they'll run. But on the other hand, I got some that when I call them, they'll come. Now you're beginning to see all sorts of little underwater marine growth you see growing here on the bottom. Catfish paradise. Now we coming on out of the submarine gardens. All sorts of little underwater marine growth. Now that's where some of our little fish stay. Now the further we going out this way now, the deeper the water gonna get. Now we coming on over to the deep water. We are coming to the ledge right here, the cave drop-off, Big Mighty Spring. Now the depths of the waters are 125 feet deep, but on the left-hand side of us, 185 feet deep. Now that's an underground river. Now I'm gonna take you on back out in the shallow water now. Gonna take you out in the Little Fish Convention. Now that's where I'm gonna call the little fish up to the glass. Yeah, buddies. All right, boys. Come in this convention, boys. All right, let's get on up here now. Come in this convention, boys. All right, boys, that's all right. Now we're going to move on around now on this other side. Now everything you see out here is all natural and all real. And all that sandy bottom you see there is all lime rock. We're going to move on around on this other side. The bones you see laying here, those are some of the bones from the old mastodon. Prehistoric animal that used to roam the woods many, many years ago. Those are some of the old mastodon bones laying there on the bottom. I'm moving on around on this other side. Coming around now to a little place. We call it Mother Nature's Flower Pot. Now that old tree you see there with all that underwater marine growth growing out in it, that's called Nature's Flower Pot. Now we didn't put that in that tree. It grows there on its own. That's all native growth, Nature's Flower Pot. Coming on around now on this other side, we have all different species of freshwater fish out here. We have mullet, shad, shiners, bluegills, alligator gar, mudfish, catfish, fish eels, walmouth bass, striped bass, black bass, shellcracker, brim, red horse suckers. Now coming on around on this other side, we're coming to a little place now. I know you fishermen's going to really cry your hearts out. Catfish paradise, because no fishing. We're coming on around to catfish paradise. See all different size catfish swimming in the shade of an old treetop. We're going to move on around on this other side. We're coming on round now to that deep water, the big spring itself. The water you're looking into there now is 185 feet deep. So whenever you take a notion to dive off of that high diving tower on your right, you don't have to worry about going down, just coming back up. We're moving on back round to this ledge. All back on that ledge is that underground river. Now back in the late 40s when Tarzan was making his underwater movies, they're on that ledge where they had his glass house to get his air supply. Also the movie about the creature from the Black Lagoon, Airport 77, and Joe Panther. Lots of the underwater scenes of those movies was filmed there off of that ledge. Now ladies and gentlemen, out here on the last go-round, I always like to say the best for last. We got a little trained fish out here called Henry, and also little Henry Jr. Now they're trained to jump a pole 25 feet underwater. Going on out, I'm gonna call them out. Gonna lay the head on this pole and turn on its side. All right, Henry. Want you to meet us at the pole. Wake up, boy. You heard what I said. All right, boy, waiting on you down here now. All right, Henry. Meet us at the pole. Wake up now. You heard what I said. All right, boys, let's get on down here now. Waiting on you. Here y'all. All right, boy. Here y'all. Jump it. Hey, y'all, all right. Hey, y'all, good jumping, boy. All right, boy, that's good working. Now, ladies and gentlemen, now, when you tell your friends about it, they ain't going to believe it, but you bring them back, send them back. Me and Henry won't let you worry it go down, because if Henry don't jump that pole, I'll get out and I'll jump it myself. Real pleasure to tell y'all about it. Thank you very much.
Well, sir, that was a first for all of us, wasn't it? Let's give them a great big hand. And let's thank Cousin Phil and Cousin Armin for setting up the screen and running the slides for us. Just great. And here are the boatmen. You all step out there and take a bow. Well, we gonna come. They say he wants us all to come see us. Will you go? Good. Yeah, everybody come. We'll all come. All right, let me see here. Alberta Smith is, what about it? I can hardly read it. Alberta Smith, Evelyn Fulliger is waiting for you at the food shelter. Get on down there. Daylight's burning. this afternoon, some of you were not fortunate enough to be here to see the beautiful Vietnamese dancers. Now, these dancers are from the Pensacola area, and they are from Vietnam. And coming from that country, they brought with them their customs, their foods, their ways, their dances. And they are here this evening to dance for us. Let's welcome the Vietnamese dancers from Pensacola.
Trăng rừng xanh xanh một màu. Phật tâm khó tàn. Nhiều ngoài trùng dương đoàn thuyền ai nhấp nhô trên sông pha pha tấp mơ bóng chim thuyền chế bồng ngà vượt khơi về kinh đô làm thớt quay huy hiếp quân giặc tiền sóng xô muôn lớp quân chìm tiên như tràn bờ thấy trăng rừng xanh xanh một màu.